So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And since we have the master of horror suspense and thriller.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I just want to ask you some questions about Pet Sematary. So, how stupid is Pet Sematary?
It's not stupid at all. It's actually not that bad.
I don't know what that means with you, Jay. But this one...
I will watch it again.
This,
if it came on, I will watch it again.
All right, this new one... It is just silly beyond belief. Assume that a lot of it follows the first movie. So I guess names of characters, where they move into a new house.
Mm-hmm.
The Pet Sematary is on that property.
Mm-hmm. You can say that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So this one has Jason Clark.
It's not far. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Jason Clark. At some point, John Lithgow is a neighbor. He's a widowed neighbor. Jason Clark's daughter is like 9, 10, somewhere around that. She stumbles upon John Lithgow. I was like, hey, what are you doing? Like, oh, he's my friend. So from that point on, they just kind of bond. I think it was either at her birthday party or something that the cat gets ran over. John Lithgow tells Jason Clark, like, hey, the cat got ran over. You probably don't want to tell your daughter. And then what happens is that they go out in the middle of the night to go bury the cat. In a area beyond where the pet cemetery is.
Mm-hmm.
And then said cat comes back to life. It's reanimated. He's nice.
Demon
at one,
cat.
Yeah, he's nice at one moment. And next thing you know, he's like, wow, I'm angry. I'm angry because I came back from hell. Jason Clark's just acting like it's completely normal. At maybe one point, he might have said, like, hey, what are we doing here? Like, why are we out here? And it's just like, oh, we're just burying the cat. But the cat comes back. And the daughter's all happy. And Jason Clark's like, oh, everything's fine. No, that is not fine. For a dead cat to come back to life. Because I'll be freaked out. And then the wife is having flashbacks, night terrors, lucid dreams about her sister. Is that in the first movie?
Not that I remember. But you got the basic of it.
All right. So she's upset. And then Jason Clark, I think I had mentioned this to you before, that he's a doctor. Mm-hmm. One of the patients comes in. He dies on the operating table. Jason Clark kind of closes his eyes, and then next thing he knows that the patient is sitting straight up in a gurney, something demonic to him, and then he closes his eyes again.
Okay, hold on. See, now you make me want to watch the first one again.
Yeah, so he says something demonic to him, blacks out, closes his eyes, and then the guy's just like out again. John Lithgow sees his wife somehow, and I'm like, I thought Pet Sematary was about pets and not about humans. I thought Pet Sematary was like Cujo or something. Is it really about humans?
Yeah.
Oh, like, shit. Why would you call it Pet Sematary? Like, what does Stephen King do?
Oh, my God, man.
Why would he do that? Why don't you just call it something else?
Oh, God. All right. So I did not see the new Pet Sematary. I saw the old one, and I liked the old one. It did not have to do with pets, Barry. Okay, so...
But why would you call it Pet Sematary, then?
It's called Pet Sematary because that's the focal point of the movie, meaning Pet Sematary is what's causing everything to happen, like the cat.
Okay.
So that's the basis of the movie. From what you're describing, man, this sounds horrible. A friend of mine, he's a horror fan as well, and he told me this movie was not good at all. And he's more into Stephen King than I am, and he's also a big horror fan just as I am. And when he said that it was... not good. I was like, oh, Lord, no.
Yeah, so the whole movie is kind of structured where somebody has this dream that something bad is happening, and they wake up, and everything's normal. It's like they just blacked out for a moment. Everything's normal. Jump scare, something creepy is the whole cycle of the movie. This demon cat came back, and you know something bad's about to happen. Then the little girl dies?
How did the girl die?
The tractor trailer.
Okay. A girl?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the...
So the daughter is older than the little boy. The little boy has to be about maybe like somewhere between like 1, 2.5 or something like that.
Oh, you're talking about this movie, right?
Correct. So the daughter has to be about maybe 7 and 10.
What was the little kid's name?
Ellie? Ellie and Gage. Jason Clark's character was named Lewis. Amy Simmons' character was Rachel. John Lithgow is Judd.
You said Ellie and Gage.
Yeah.
Gage was the boy, right?
Correct.
And who got hit by a tractor trailer?
Ellie.
What the?
Yeah, so don't know what I expected out of Pet Sematary.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. In the original, I did not read the book, so I don't know. But in the original, Gage, that got hit by a tractor trailer.
Okay.
And then he came back and he killed Judd.
When he came back, who did that? Like, how did he come back?
The father.
Okay, so that's exactly what happens in this movie. That the father, the wife goes away. Yeah, the wife goes away after the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason Clark's just like, hey, I need to be by myself, be down there to come see you guys. Wife goes to stay with family, like other family.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jason Clark says, hey, well, let me go do the thing with the cat. And then the daughter comes back. And then the wife comes home. All hell breaks loose. But why is it called Pet Sematary if this is not...
Oh, God, Barry. Go ahead,
I'm confused, yo. Like,
I just explained it.
What does the Pet Sematary have to do with anything?
The Pet Sematary was causing this shit happening.
How?
Like kids
How?
In the bag, all the creepy shit.
How? I don't understand.
Because you bury them in that area.
Buried next to pets?
I like, think it was Indian burial ground. Think about it like that, okay?
A squad of pets just running around like destroying people. That makes more sense.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying. You're like, why is it just like tons of foo-foo and Fido and stuff running around wreaking havoc? What does Stephen King do?
I don't know what to say to you right now.
I mean, this movie's like so straightforward and cliche, and this is bad. I think I might have given it a 3. At some point... Again, as I said in the review, just certain things were just illogical. That, again, like the cat coming back. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Just get your daughter another cat, man. Don't even worry about that. And I'm like, John Lithgow knows more than what he's letting on. So I'm like, yeah. It was convenient. It's not done by the people that did it. So it's a different team of people. Different. I even think it's a different movie company producing the movie. So...
They probably use that in a tagline because it's Stephen King.
I mean, this is probably about as bad as Dark Tower.
Wow. But like I said, going by my horror buddy, going by my friend, he basically said this movie was not that great. He sounded like he was very disappointed.
I was disappointed. I don't even watch horror movies.
And like I said, he's a big Stephen King fan. I mean, he has a nice collection of books. So
I mean, Hellboy was bad. This movie was
bad. I don't know what else to say, man. Shit.
This is not a good time for horror movies right now, apparently.
It's coming from a horror fan.
I guess when The Conjuring comes out or something.
I saw a preview for that, too. Now,
oh, God.
I don't know, man.
So it's time for you to step up, you know. You got to finish the script, dude.
Shit.
I mean, hopefully
see.
They don't.
I mean, of course I'm going to go see it because I think it's James Wan, so I'm going to go see it. It's automatic.
James Wan! Lee Wan now.
Right.
How many of those did they make? 2 or 3?
Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
All 2. Because right. The first one, and then it had the one with Eddie Furlong in it. Eddie Furlong.
But, all right. That's the spoilers for Pet Sematary. Don't see that movie.